This is the Loopcast from the radio show In the Loop at Minnesota Public Radio. Last Loopcast of 2006. Isn't that sad, Sandon?
I'm already tearing up, Jeff.
That's Sandon Totten, who's our assistant producer. I'm Jeff Horwich. We, of course, are getting near the new year here. And while we thought a lot about light and darkness and all that kind of abstract, hippy-trippy stuff for our last program, we also had talked with members of our Loop network going into that show about the new year and New Year's resolutions and celebrating the new year. Thought maybe for today's Loopcast we'd pay homage to that discussion. So who are we going to hear from here, Sandon?
Three people from our last gathering at the Bad Waitress. We've got Janet, Gabe, and Wendy.
Each of them gave us a little dose of how they like to ring out the old year and ring in the new one.
What we do every year is we sit down and say, what one thing do you want to do in this new year that you've never done before? I'm poking her because we did it one year with her and she wanted to do tap dancing. So we took up tap dancing, the two of us,
at an advanced age.
And not well, but we did it. It's not about what do you want to change, it's about what do you want to add. That's a way more positive spin than I want to lose 20 pounds or quit smoking or whatever. It's about new experiences.
Over at Bull's Cabaret in Minneapolis, they have a New Year's ritual where every New Year they hand out little scraps of flash paper, which, you know, burns up real fast. And you write on one side something that you'd like to see less of in the next year, something you'd like to get rid of. And on the other side, you write something you'd like to bring into your life. And then we all go past a candle and let them up.
Our friends and our family, we all go sort of down by the river and create a big bonfire. We write down what we're ready to burn from the last year and what we want to. And then we do a little gauntlet, and everyone goes through the gauntlet and calls in what they want to bring in for the new year.
That was Janet, Gabe, and Wendy, three friends of the show who joined us not too long ago to talk about New Year's resolutions and things of that nature. Sandon, you actually went along with Wendy to the bonfire event she's talking about, right?
Yeah. We went, we held over by the Mississippi River, and, you know, one of these dark, dark December nights, everyone gathered out there by a fire, and you find something in your life you're ready to leave behind in the old years. You start the new year and throw it in the fire.
What'd you toss in there?
Well, you symbolically toss it in there with a handful of, like, flammable powder. And so I walked up to it. I looked it in the face, this roaring fire, and I said, I'm ready to leave behind my student loans. And threw a handful of this powder, and the flame poofed up.
It's just as easy as that, huh?
Well, yeah, I've notified Sally Mae, and hopefully they're in on this, too, and we'll be done with each other by 2008.
Do you have your own kind of way of ringing in the new year?
Well, I like to get naked on my rooftop and pour champagne over my body. But, you know, most of the time...
Sorry I have to miss that this year.
Most of the time, I do try to set a resolution of some kind. Like last year, I decided that I would be more active as a volunteer in my community. So sometime around December 15th, I donated 1 hour to a community center. And so I got that off the list just in time. So
that's it, huh?
Yeah.
I'm resolving to try to get in shape this year. Not that I'm out of shape, but I've really, like, gotten lazy, I think, taking care of my body the last 6 months or so. I want to turn that around. And I guess I'll ring in the new year by playing my saxophone at a gay and lesbian bar in Minneapolis alongside a DJ.
Which wow.
That's my New Year's Eve event. It should be very, very interesting.
It should be a lot of fun. Maybe I'll come on over after my ceremony.
Well, I think you'll be primed with champagne flowing over your naked body, so we should... I guess we'll be ready to accept you into our party time. We are going to have another one of those gatherings, like you just heard those voices from, coming up next week, actually, January 2nd. That's going to be at the Bad Waitress Coffee Shop. It's a coffee shop, but they do serve beer, and we'll have some appetizers ordered up.
Yep.
If you're listening to this in time, join us 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Just to swing by the Bad Waitress. Look it up online or on our website, especially if you need directions. We hope to have you there, and we'll talk about what's coming up for our next show, which is going to be taping here at Minnesota Public Radio January 18th. So, Sandon Totten was here.
Yep. Have a happy new year, everybody.
I'm Jeff Horwich. You have listened to the Loopcast from In the Loop at Minnesota Public Radio. Let's take it out with a tune from our most recent show, Rise to Shine. This was recorded live at the UBS Forum by our house band, The Smarts.
So the sun, once high, hangs heavily, drags through the sky, and I too, in my arc, am weighted down, mired in the dark, and it seems that I just can't. dim the lights with its cosmic tilt put away. Not to see too valuable rare jewelry kept out of sight, waiting for a pagan rite to lure it back, and so the people pray, lonely and afraid, time to celebrate. But it's bleak and it's cold, and I'm looking tired, and I'm feeling old, and I sleep and I dream, and I can't get warm, and I'm losing steam, and without you here, I'd never rise to shine.